Hello dear students of class 7. Today we will go through the story Expert Detectives by Sharda Dwivedi. The high sounding title itself has made you ready to read and know the story. Dear students, you might have known the word detective. It brings an image of a tall, strong person wearing a hat and perhaps a revolver hidden in his pocket, isn't it? These are the popular images of Hollywood or Bollywood detectives. You know, a detective is a member of the police whose job is to discover information about crimes and find out who is responsible for them. There are generally two types of detectives: public detectives and private detectives. In detective fictions, Sherlock Holmes is a famous private detective created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. You all might have heard the name. Another Indian name is Yomkesh Bakshi. He is also a famous Indian Bengali fictional detective created by Sharadindu Bandyopadhyay. Okay, let's learn who are the expert detectives in the story. I would introduce you to the siblings in the story by reading their own words in the very first paragraph. I read on page number 85. As we walked back towards clinic, Seven said, "He doesn't look anything like a monster, Maya. But did you see how thin he is? Maybe he is very poor and can't afford to eat." Here we got to know there is a conversation between two people about somebody. These two people are the siblings, Seven and Maya. These are the names. Do you know what is the seventh musical note? It is Nishad. The seven notes are Shadaj, Rishab, Gandhar, Madhyam, Pancham, Dhaivat and Nishad. That is shortened as Sa, Re, Ga, Ma, Pa, Dha, Ni. Got it? Ni. Therefore, Nishad's name was Seven also. Nishad and Maya are talking about he, means a male character. The word monster itself indicates Maya's negative impression about that person. In the later part of the story, you would know his name is Mr. Nath. Maya thought that Mr. Nath was an escaped crook or a criminal. She had different viewpoints from Nishad. Nishad never thought of him as a criminal. For Nishad, Mr. Nath was a thin and poor man. He can't afford to eat. This is clearly given in the very first paragraph. I read out few lines again. "He doesn't look anything like a monster, Maya. But did you see how thin he is? Maybe he is very poor and can't afford to eat. He can't be poor if he is a crook on the run." I told him, "He has probably got millions of rupees stashed away somewhere in that room." Stashed away? Hidden secret. Hidden away in that room. Here Maya thinks that Mr. Nath had hidden millions of rupees in his room. So he cannot be poor at all. Thus we can understand both the brilliant siblings Maya and Nishad were debating about Mr. Nath. Their point of debate and discussion was to understand whether Mr. Nath was a crook on a run or not. Though it was childish investigation, but both Maya and Nishad are deeply involved in their self-assigned job of being detectives. These are children like you. Children have the capacity to analyze the things, though they might be wrong. But it is really a fun and a pride for the children to try to find something by their own. As the story develops, the siblings get the valuable information from their mother that Mr. Nath had burn marks on his face. I would read the concerning lines from the textbook. I know I am right stupid, I told him. By the way, 7, did you see his scars? Scars means marks. I couldn't. It was too dark. But I bet he got them during a shootout with the police or something. Mummy told us quite clearly they were burn marks, Nishad said firmly. Here, the readers got to know that mother of the children was a doctor by profession. Then the question is, how did she know about scars? Because Mr. Nath was her patient. Gathering some information from her mother, Maya supplies her views that Mr. Nath might have got these scars when police had to set fire to his house. What for? To force him out. But Nishad looked unsure. In this way, the viewpoints of the siblings were altogether different, completely different. They did not go along. Dear students, you know, children are curious by nature. They are keen to observe the world around. They are sensitive enough to receive and interpret the information. This is one of the important themes in the story. The story revolves around the viewpoints of Nishad and Maya about Mr. Nath. Now I would take you away from the story for a few minutes. Imagine a new teacher has joined your school. You happen to see his or her face. Immediately you start forming an opinion. How or what do you think? You go on thinking on the basis of a person's look, physical personality, the way he or she speaks. Quickly you may say, "Sir seems very strict," or "Madam seems very friendly." This is just your opinion, projection of your thoughts, or some mix-up of deep-rooted ideas, isn't it? Such things might have happened with you in case of any guest at your home, or with a fellow traveler, or some unique fellow you saw on railway station, etc. Okay, let's reconnect to the story. I would put a few developments in the story in front of you all. Once Nishad had gone to his mother's clinic, whereas Maya had been to her friend. When Nishad saw the man, he got upset to see his gaunt appearance. G-A-U-N-T. Gaunt means sickly appearance, dull appearance. He grew sympathetic to him. Who grew sympathetic? Nishad grew sympathetic. He told Maya that he had paid a visit to Mr. Nath. Mr. Nath misunderstood that this time also children lost their marble and Nishad came to take it back. What exactly Nishad did? I read on page number 87. Seven had been quite upset about Mr. Nath's gaunt appearance and was sure that he was starving. Starving means he did not have enough food. He told me that he had knocked loudly on Mr. Nath's door that evening and said, "Open the door quickly, Mr. Nath." The man had opened it and asked him, "Lost another marble?" He had obviously recognized my brother, identified my brother. So who is the speaker here? Maya is the speaker. "No," said Nishad. He had taken the man's hand in his own and thrust a bar of chocolate into it. How strange! Nishad had given a bar of chocolate to Mr. Nath. Yes, out of sympathy he did it. Though he could not do much, but at least he could give a bar of chocolate. That bar of chocolate was the symbol of intended friendship with Mr. Nath. This point you would understand in detail in part 2. Do you think, dear friends, a bar of chocolate was enough to satisfy his hunger? No, not at all. But Nishad felt satisfied. He felt very happy to help Mr. Nath. You can see Nishad's way of looking at Mr. Nath, totally opposite to Maya. Here, Maya didn't comment on Nisha's act of chocolate. But this significant and very brief meeting between Nishad and Mr. Nath had raised the expectations of Maya to get the answer of her question. She asked Nishad a very clear question. Did you get a chance to pick into the trunk 7? Did you understand which trunk is mentioned here, students? Same trunk she thought Mr. Nath was doubted to have hidden in his room. It is Maya's doubt. This trunk or big box is in Maya's brain, nowhere else. Nishad told Maya that Mr. Nath didn't even ask him to come in. It means Nishad only had certain affinity towards Mr. Nath. Mr. Nath was very casual and usual with the children. But Nishad had gathered a lot of information through Ramesh, who was a waiter who supplied food for Mr. Nath. Ramesh told Nishad that Mr. Nath had very simple food, 2 chapatis, dal and vegetable. Furthermore, Nishad obtained some highly important information. I read on page number 88. Paragraph number 2. Ramesh told me something very strange, Maya. 7 added. Almost every Sunday he carries 2 lunches to Mr. Nath's room and the same man is with him each time. He is tall, fair, stout and wears spectacles. Ramesh says his visitor talks a lot, unlike Mr. Nath who hardly speaks. Well done, Nishad, I told him. Now that we have made some progress with our inquiries, we have to find out all the facts like the expert detectives so that we can trap the crook. Who is the crook here? Mr. Nath was supposed to be a crook for Maya. And that was the intention. Both of them actually started gathering information about Mr. Nath because they had to trap Mr. Nath. For the investigators like Maya and Nishad, it was really surprising that Mr. Nath had a visitor on almost every Sunday. That man was tall, fair, strong and spectacled. It added surprise and suspense in the plot. And Mr. Nath talks a lot to the visitor. Otherwise, Mr. Nath is a miser in talk. In this way, though Ramesh is a very small character in the story, but he acted as a source of information to Nishad. Here, Nishad's talent and skills of gathering information is praiseworthy. Congratulations, Nishad. Well done. But the root question was unsolved. Nishad was not ready to accept Mr. Nath as a crook, and Maya did not see him anything more than a crook. She supported her view that criminal can have an ordinary look. She gave a handy reference of a Hyderabadi housebreaker from the newspaper. In the end of part first, Maya and Nishad had got an unexpected holiday due to rainfall and flood. Otherwise, school was to have reopened after summer holidays. Let me shower these words from the text for you. I read here, page number 88. Last paragraph. The monsoons broke the next day. Dark clouds accompanied by blinding flashes of lightning and roaring rolls of thunder burst with all their fury, flooding the streets with a heavy downpour. School was to have reopened after the summer holidays, but no traffic could move through the flooded roads, and there was an unexpected holiday. See, the atmosphere was like a tempest. There was a furious thunder, lightning, followed by heavy rainfall. It rained cats and dogs. Therefore, unexpectedly, they have got holiday. Wow! One more holiday. Children love holidays. Sorry to say, but in this current and cursing corona situation, I know Dear children, all of you are fed up at home. You are crazy to go to school. Okay, keep it aside. But see how Maya utilized this holiday in a systematic study of the information which they collected about Mr. Nath. You are also expected to do something fruitful, constructive on holidays. I know you also do something joyfully good things. See how determined and engaged they were to find out the truth about Mr. Nath. Don't underestimate the power of young expert detectives Maya and Nishad. Thank you very much, friends. This is the end of part 1. Catch you soon for the second part. Thank you very much.